For VPR News, I'm Henry Yap. Striking workers have reached an agreement with Fairbanks Scales in St. Johnsbury and will return to work tomorrow. VPR's Steve Zind has more.
65 of the company's employees, who are members of the United Electrical, Radio, and Machine Workers of America, went on strike a week ago after they said talks with the company reached an impasse. Union representative Chad McGinnis says the company returned to the bargaining table yesterday, and the two sides reached an agreement that has been ratified by members.
We accomplished pretty close to what we were looking for. I mean, the real crux of the contract battle had to do with winning a fair wage increase and being able to control insurance premium increases.
An official with Fairbanks Scales corporate headquarters in Kansas City, Missouri, confirmed an agreement had been reached, but declined further comment. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.
Vermont's Republican Party has selected Deb Bilodeau of Essex Junction as its new leader. Bilodeau is the former head of the Chittenden County GOP. Last year, she helped lead President Donald Trump's campaign in the county. The Vermont Republican Party's executive director, Jeffrey Bartley, tells the Burlington Free Press that Bilodeau was elected on Saturday as chairwoman of the party. Last week's strong windstorm caused over $4.5 million in damage around Vermont, according to state emergency management officials. That assessment comes ahead of a planned visit from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which will determine whether the state qualifies for a federal disaster declaration. FEMA officials will start verifying storm damage tomorrow, according to a release from Vermont Emergency Management. The state is requesting a damage assessment in 10 of Vermont's 14 counties. If federal officials verify at least $1 million in public infrastructure damage, Vermont will qualify for a disaster declaration. A 21-year-old Vermont inmate is facing assault charges after he kicked a corrections officer who stepped in to intervene in a suicide attempt. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
State police say the corrections officer entered a cell to intervene on September 14th when an inmate was attempting to hang himself at Southern State Correctional Facility in Springfield. According to a release from Vermont State Police, the inmate kicked the corrections officer in the leg, quote, causing him pain. The inmate is facing the assault charge at a court hearing on December 19th. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.
Bernie Sanders' stepdaughter is considering a run for mayor of Burlington. That's the same office that was the starting point for the independent U.S. senator's political career. Karina Driscoll is a former city council member and progressive state legislator. She said on Monday that she will make a decision on her run by the end of the month. Democratic Mayor Merle Weinberger is expected to seek re-election in March of 2018. And the Killington Resort has won the annual competition to be the first in the East to open for skiing and snowboarding. The resort says it made use of the recent cold temperatures to crank up the snow guns and cover some trails. The resort will open tomorrow for season pass and express card holders. It will open to the general public on Thursday. Skiing and riding will be on advanced terrain only, with about 600 vertical feet of open trails. The Eye in the Sky forecast calls for evening flurries or light showers possible south, otherwise clearing tonight with lows in the 20s.